What if you're a rare bird and can't sing the right song to find a mate? That's happening to regent honey eaters in Australia. How so? It turns out that bird songs are partly set genetically, but very often need to be learned from older adult birds. If you're so rare that you rarely hear those adults, you don't learn the song. Ross Crates and his colleagues at the Australian National University, great place, Llewellyn and I spent research time there, found 100 honey eaters to study their songs. This took a lot of effort, including public sightings. They recorded their songs and compared them with past recordings. Voila! 27% of the males sang off-key, as it were, or worse, sang the song of far more common neighboring bird species. That sets a dim future. Even if they survived habitat loss and climate change, they may well go extinct if they don't find mates, and increasingly so, generation after generation. How often has this happened even naturally to other rare species, we might speculate. Not finding mates is cited as the cause for concern for a number of animal species, such as several species of whales, who also sing. It can happen to plants, too, not having cross-pollination succeed among widely distributed individual plants. It's a natural hazard, now exacerbated by human actions. Alas, get big or get out may often apply. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.